I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A Thomas County grand jury has ruled a fatal deputy-involved shooting was justified. Herbert Gilbert died in August of 2017 after being shot while Thomas County drug agents attempted to serve a search warrant on his home. The GBI says Gilbert got into his vehicle and tried to leave the scene. As Gilbert drove in one agent's direction, the agent fired 7 rounds into the windshield and an 8th round into the passenger window as the car passed him. The grand jury decided that the use of force was justified and no criminal actions would be taken against the agent. Gilbert's death sparked several days of protest. The National Nuclear Security Administration, the federal agency that oversees America's nuclear weapons stockpile, is expected to announce within the next 48 hours where they recommend ramping up production of the plutonium cores that trigger nuclear warheads. The two contenders are the Savannah River site, located between Savannah and Augusta, and the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, home of the atomic bomb development program known as the Manhattan Project. According to the Augusta Chronicle, hundreds of jobs and billions of dollars in federal funding are at stake. While Los Alamos has done plutonium core production as recently as 2011, the facility has been plagued by safety and security lapses. SRS, for its part, has focused on nuclear cleanup and storage in recent years. A Gwinnett County driver faces charges after police say she struck and killed an inmate on a work detail. Authorities say 44-year-old Jennifer Adkins hit 22-year-old Hunter O'Connor with her car yesterday, killing O'Connor at the scene. Police say the inmate was following the work detail bus on foot to control approaching traffic when he was struck from behind. The federal government is canceling another Atlanta area naturalization ceremony, this one originally scheduled at the end of Dunwoody's popular 4th of July parade. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service also backed out of an annual naturalization ceremony at the state capitol in March. According to the AJC, the 4th of July naturalization ceremony for 25 people at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum will take place as scheduled. And the Army Corps of Engineers say they are delaying by 6 months their decision regarding the future of the Savannah River Bluff Lock and Dam in Augusta. The structure, which was originally built in 1937, is literally crumbling and has been decommissioned for years. According to the Augusta Chronicle, recent talk of converting the area into an aquatic attraction led the city to commission a concept study to include water taxis, zip lines, and white water activities. City officials hope the delay by the Army Corps of Engineers will allow the results of the concept study to be considered in the decision-making process. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.